Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Susan Treadgold. She's a holistic executive coach, trainer, and author. Susan, welcome to our podcast.
Oh, thank you, Christopher. Good to be here.
So what really stood out in your profile, aside from that you've had so many amazing corporate experiences, you talk about biohacking for energy. Let's just dive in. What does that mean?
Great question. Well, having had the experience, having had the gift of Cancer, I have learned that everything is energy. Everything is energy. Our thoughts are energy. You know, the diet, the way we move, all of these things create and take energy. And so in my healing journey, I came up with a model to the way we can assess our energy, the way we can generate more energy. And I've also found products that have helped me maximize my energy and the energy of the clients that I work with.
So first of all, let's talk about when you talk about the gift of Cancer. I mean, usually when people get cancer, they don't see it as a gift. So just rewind a little bit and walk us through that journey, because some of us might be going through it right now or have gone through it or maybe in the future. So first of all, when you first got diagnosed with cancer, did you already have that mentality or just...
No, absolutely back to not. That is probably a bitter pill for some to swallow. But what I'm saying, I think in almost any experience, if you take a timeline far enough out, you can see some sort of silver lining in any experience. And for me, you know, I had many signs that I wasn't making the correct mental, physical, spiritual choices. But I chose to ignore them. And that's why I said cancer was a gift, because it finally got my attention. And it helped me, you know, do a complete 180 in my life. And as a result, you know, the latest book that I published, The High Performing Woman, was one of those gifts that came from my cancer experience.
Well, let's talk about that, because if someone does get diagnosed with cancer, the traditional route, let's say I was mentioned to you, I have family members that have gotten cancer, and they always either say you have to go through chemotherapy or radiation or you have to get surgery. So those are the traditional ways. And why did you choose a different, more holistic way? Because not everyone might choose that path, but in your case, it worked out.
Yeah, you know, I had the fantastic coincidence of a chance. My father was actually dying of cancer, and the chemo was killing him. And I went to a conference, and I want to learn about other alternatives. And it just so happened that I ended up getting an initial diagnosis, you know, that very weekend that I was at the conference. And so I had just sat through 30 different lectures on alternative healing. And so really it was my good fortune, because knowledge is power, and I had the confidence to pursue alternative routes. And really at the end of the day, cancer is dis-ease. And there is a lot of different ways to get rid of dis-ease in your body. And so I found that Western medicine is violent. And, you know, we talk about cancer. If you think about all the words that are associated with it, kill cancer, kick cancer's butt, I'm going to burn it out or poison it or cut it out. these are all violent. This is violence, really. And what I found when I was even beginning my various treatments is that I was even visualizing it, having, you know, a beam of light burning it. And instead, I decided to have a conversation with the cancer and said, you know, thank you for getting my attention. I know I haven't been paying attention. Thank you for getting my attention. And, you know, I'm going to change my ways, and you can leave now. And, you know, of course, it wasn't just that conversation. You know, I pursued lots of different modalities and protocols, but it did work. And so there's not just the trifecta of chemo, radiation, and surgery are not the only ways that you can get rid of cancer.
Let's talk about that, because frankly, I mean, cancer cells, they're our own cells that mutate, right? It's
That's
not some
right.
foreign body, but it's our own cells that mutate. So in your case, let's talk more about this energy, because I remember even something as simple as time, when people say, oh, you have to manage your time. But this one gentleman who was on a podcast talked about, no, I want to manage my energy. And when he said that, it was so true, because there are times in the day, whether our circadian rhythm or how we sleep or who we're with, it really elevates or diminishes. So in your case, when you talk about this biohacking and you mentioned some of these products you use, I mean, do you drink these products? Do you cook them? I mean, tell us a little bit more about that. Do you put them in water? I mean,
I love what you were saying about the time, because time is finite and energy is really limitless.
Yeah.
And so there are four products that I have been using that have supported my continued health. And they're different ones. There's Euphoria Science. They're the only company in the world that make a single supplement based on your own DNA. And having my genes mapped and giving myself the nutrition to epigenetically suppress all of the mutations that I have, I feel was really one of the cornerstones of my healing. So I continue to use this DNA-based supplement every day. I use a biomat, you know, infrared rays, get rid of inflammation. And the root of most disease is inflammation. So it's like a yoga mat filled with amethyst crystals, which diffuse the infrared rays and help them get deep into your body. And it also emits negative ions, which is great for pain and mood. Then the third one is LifeWave. And they have phototherapy patches. And one of them is called the X39, which stimulates a copper peptide that awakens your dormant stem cells, which help the body regenerate. And the fourth one is Healy, which is a frequency device, which gets back to energy again. Everything is energy. And it is an FDA class 2 cleared wearable. And that has frequencies, healing frequencies, really for everything. In fact, I even ran a program called Deep Calm before I got on here.
Nice. Well, Susan, those things all sound very expensive, are they?
Well, I mean,
realistically,
how expensive is bad health?
Well, let me be more clear. Not everyone has the resources. It sounds like you've had a very successful corporate career. You've traveled a lot, and realistically, not everyone can afford that, right? So I'm curious, are there certain things on a day-to-day level that we can improve or biohack energy? Because I don't want what you're saying just selected for a certain type of people that have the money and resources, right? So I don't know how much they're expensive, but are there basic things we can all do to biohack our own energy on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I think my book, you know, that's less than $15 on Amazon. I have a model
of
energy, and that should be quite affordable. And I look at our energy, it's an energy wheel, and we have six different areas where, you know, we get our energy from. And most of us have a leak somewhere, and looking at that from input energy, the air, food, water, sleep, and supplements we put into our body, from how we move, our body language, the exercise we take or don't, our mind energy, the thoughts we think, the images we visualize, how we organize ourselves, that can either, you know, take energy or add to it. Pause energy, you know, that's the meditation and mindfulness piece. Connection energy, how we interact and communicate with others. That's a big part of my coaching. You know, most people use coaching and executive coaching, and a big part of their stress is the way they connect with their colleagues and their bosses. And then, of course, space energy, the sense and the sounds and the ergonomics and the sites that are around you. They will either give you energy or take them away. So, you know, delving a bit into that and really getting clear on where you're getting your energy from and where you're getting your leaks is yeah, that's very affordable and will give you clarity on some proactive steps that you can take.
And that's great, Susan. I really appreciate your very unique perspective on what you do and how you've done it for yourself and your clients. How can our guests stay in touch with you, read your book, and hire you one day?
Sorry?
How can our guests connect with you?
Oh, they can go to my website, Susan. You know, they can either email me at susan@tedlondon.com or go to www.tedlondon.com.
Nice. Susan, thank you for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.